seeking peace. The Alter Rebbe explains that the cause of machloikas is the narrow-mindedness of being unable to tolerate another's perspective. Achdus comes from broad-mindedness, the ability to accommodate two approaches to an issue. Elsewhere, the Alter Rebbe writes that machloikas comes about because of a negative spirit that enters one's heart, causing him not to trust his friend despite that person's friendship. Another cause of machloikas, instead of focusing on quarreling with himself in order to overcome his yetzahara, a person diverts that energy to quarreling with others. The Friedrich Rebbe related, after the Musaf on Shabbos Parshas Noach Tofresh Nuntes, we began the Kiddush at my home at about 12, hoping to have enough time to later attend the Suda of my father, the Rebbe Rashab. Suddenly, at 1:30, the Rebbe Rashab walked in and said that he had come to join us. One of those present was the Chassid Reb Leib Veliger. True, he was an earnest Yirei Shamayim and did not act according to personal agendas, but he dealt harshly with others, especially with simple people. Now at that time, his hometown village was torn by a bitter machloikis in which Reb Leib was a major player. Thus it was at this Kiddush that my father delivered the maimer known as Heicholtzu. Its theme is the destructive klipa of Midian, which creates strife, inciting one yid to quarrel with another. This klipa is nourished by yeshus, the bloated sense of self-importance whereby one yid cannot tolerate another's existence, even though that other person has done nothing wrong. A shtetl called Pahar was broiling in a machloikis, and one of those involved was a chassid of the Rebbe Maharash called Reb Wolf Levitin. When he visited Lubavitch and the Rebbe asked him why he took part in it, Reb Wolf replied by quoting from Tehillim, "With one who is crooked, act deviously." The Rebbe told him, "You may be right, but in the meantime, you are becoming devious." After delivering a fiery sicha concerning a certain recent wrongdoing, the Rebbe warned those present that they should not cause further machloikis by pointing fingers at those who had been at fault. The existent machloikis is bad enough, and one should not fan its flames. On the contrary, every effort must be made to extinguish it. Whoever pours fuel on the fire and claims that it is water is only fooling himself. Anyone who heightens the machloikis is waging war against me. Conversely, one who wishes to cause me pleasure should endeavor to smooth away all friction and radiate Ahavas Yisrael. In a letter to one of the Moistas, the Rebbe laid down the approach to take in the event of a dispute. I am not pleased with disputes of any kind, but while standards of chinuch, of course, cannot be compromised, monetary issues do not warrant machloikis, especially since such disputes often arouse the desire of each party to triumph at all costs. We sometimes think that momentarily fighting out an issue will settle it and bring peace. Chazal warned against this by assuring us that no good or peace will ever be gained by quarreling. The Gaon Reb Chaim Rappaport, the Rav of the city of Lvov, was a great adversary of the Baal Shem Tov. Once, when he was learning alone in the Beis Medrash, a man walked in, and when Reb Chaim asked who he was, he replied, "I am mere dust and ashes, Ofer ve'efer." The guest then asked, "And who are you?" Reb Chaim responded, "I too am mere dust and ashes." "If so," said the unnamed guest, "why should there be machloikis between us?" Reb Chaim then understood that this man was the Baal Shem Tov. From that day on, he became attached to him and later fulfilled many significant missions on his behalf.